are two levers that will reduce the cost of capital and help ignite economic growth. And since 70% of business income goes to wages, the benefits flow to workers as well. Yeah, I described this in my 2007 column. I said, take the tax code and put it in a rocket and shoot it into the sun so it can never come back. Destroy it. It's 75,000 plus pages long. My Lord, people, come on. I mean, if it were me, I'd be going towards a fair tax, national sales tax system, but simplify. I don't care. Flat tax, something. Curbing unnecessary regulation. No kidding. Much like common sense tax reform, rolling back unnecessary burdensome regulations will reduce the costs of doing business. When regulations increase costs, they decrease returns. Real simple. Your costs go up, your returns go down. That leaves you less money to invest and to go out there and build and create and do other things. You know, you take the tax code and you take the regulations and you pile them on top of one another, and then you got real paper. I mean, you got yourself a lot of paper. And again, I have cited this here on the program, but I come back to it from time to time. It's that Steve Jobs interview in Playboy magazine back in the 80s when he was making fun of WordStar, the word processing software back then with a 500-page manual. Great, said Steve Jobs. You got to read a novel to write a novel. He's right. Welfare reform. This is one as well. Growth also depends on the size of the workforce. Although the labor pool is aging, we're also seeing people who could be working but are staying home. We badly need them back to get them to go back to work. We believe that most want to do this but simply lack the opportunity. Our welfare system often creates disincentives for people to see work. But we intend to change that. We need to reform welfare to ensure it helps those truly in need of it but does not encourage people to stay at home. It's a big one. Talked about disability and how it continues to grow and continues to get out of control. And there has to be alternatives out there, especially for these kids. They're just going to end up getting themselves in trouble. That's all. They're just you got to get them out there. You got to get them in jobs. You got to get people back into the workforce. We spent a lot of time on this last week on the program and how destructive a lot of these welfare programs are. More on this when we get back. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Again, our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great stuff. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits, Law Offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Hunterdon Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
You ready for me?
Taking Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Welcome back, everybody. We're talking Maganomics here. This piece by Mick Mulvaney and some of the things that Donald Trump wants to do. And again, these are things that... It's not rocket science. You don't need to go to an Ivy League institution and get yourself a doctorate in economics to figure this stuff out. In fact, it probably do you more harm to do that in understanding how the world works. Is that soap opera? As the world turns. Yeah. Certain simple laws of the universe. It's amazing to me that we have the instruction manual. We have the recipe for all the stuff. We've done it. What was that? Oh, that was it. The 1980s television show that was popular. Surprised they haven't remade it yet because they like remaking everything. It was a show called The Greatest American Hero about this, this guy who finds this suit that makes him a superhero, but he lost the instruction manual. So he has trouble flying. He bumbles around. He doesn't really know how the thing works or how he can make it work. We have the instruction manual. We don't have to bumble around like the greatest American hero. We've done it before. Well, then he talks about a better energy strategy. He says the president's all of the above energy strategy expands the economy's growth potential. Yes, it puts coal miners back to work, but cheaper, cleaner, more abundant energy will also increase investment and employment across dozens of industries, from chemicals to automobiles. By ensuring reliable supplies and stable prices, the president's energy plan will reduce uncertainty, especially in the manufacturing sector, reducing the risks associated with building new plants and hiring more American workers. The other thing he talks about as well is infrastructure. And that's something that we do need to work on. It's pathetic. New York City right now, again, you go to New York City, I love the city. It is a wonderful town. They've really done an amazing job with it, except for public transportation, which is horrible. And it's horrible. It's horrible from the suburbs as well. We need to get our infrastructure up to snuff. It's efficiency. It'll save companies money. For crying out loud, you didn't think when we put in the Erie Canal that was helpful? Fair trade. He says the president is right in that the U.S. is frequently abused when it comes to international trade. Ensuring that other nations do not undermine our economy by unduly taxing our products, by dumping products here, or by stealing our intellectual property is essential to our economic future. Well, duh. He says this, and I just, repeat it, and I agree with it. But I'm here to tell you that there are people out there that don't. They don't think it's a good idea. In many respects, they're selfish because the current policies that may be put in place benefit the companies that they're working for. But for, how could we not be for, how could not everybody be for free trade, fair trade, leveling the playing field? I mean, it just makes sense, allowing everybody to compete on that level playing field. Next thing is government spending restraint. Actually, the budget that Donald Trump released for 2018 cuts the debt by a third, or deficit by a third. When government spends a lot, it takes money away from private investment. And when private investment is always, always, always a more efficient allocator of capital than government. When we keep our money, we are going to do a better job of it than when the government does. What does the government do with our money? Oh, they give it to their buddies, their donor friends who gave them money. Again, that's just another example of abscam. Oh, yeah, I said this. I said one of the best investments one could have made back in 2008 was to donate a significant sum of money to Barack Obama, because more than likely you could just open up your own little green company and he would cut you a check. Yeah. Magonomics, he writes, is for everyone, especially for those who left for work this morning in the dark but came home after the kids were asleep, for those who are working part-time but praying for a full-time job. It's for folks whose savings are as exhausted as they are. The president hears you. He knows America's greatness doesn't spring from higher taxes or unnecessary regulations or broken welfare programs. It doesn't come from government at all. It comes from you. But no. We're told that we didn't build that, right? Nah, actually, you did. We all did, just like we built this country. We built this country. There was a way to do it. We just have to get back to it. Yeah, I kind of equate a lot of the leftist thinking. Again, I don't want to come down too harsh on them, because I said they treat human beings like they are rescue dogs. You know the fad of going out there and getting yourself a rescue dog? Well, that's what liberals think of other human beings as well. It's their job is to rescue you. No, we don't need rescuing. What people need is an opportunity. An opportunity to go out there and build and create and utilize all of those God-given talents that we all have. They're all different. None of us are the same. But to get back to that point in time, we're building the country again. We're seeing that 3% plus growth. Do you know the type of wealth that we're going to be able to create? You know the type of thing?
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
Department of Justice announces the takedown of the dark web market Alpha Bay.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions today announcing a major win for the Justice Department.
This is the largest dark market web place takedown in world history.
The website called Alpha Bay was basically a large shopping market for illegal activity. People could buy or sell illegal goods and services, including fentanyl and heroin, which has been linked to massive overdose deaths across the country. The Justice Department also announced they had arrested Alexandre Cazes. He had been the administrator and creator of Alpha Bay. He committed suicide a week after his arrest. Christopher Wray, approved by the Senate Judiciary Committee for FBI Director. A full Senate vote on Wray expected soon, and it's anticipated he will be approved by the full Senate. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Staples knows that when your printer jams more than it prints, it's time. When your paper supply is in desperate need of resupply, it's time. When the only printer in your office that's not out of ink is three flights up, it's definitely time. And it's times like these when pros turn to Staples. Staples has great prices on everything you need to print. And now, buy one HP ink, get the second 30% off. Staples. It's pro time. N72217. See store or staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
Right now at the Home Depot, Ortho Bug Be Gone 32-ounce concentrate, ready to spray. Or 10-pound bag is your choice, two for just 10 bucks. There's no magic to making bugs disappear, but there is Bug Be Gone. It'll knock out over 100 types of insects for fewer pests in your lawn and more money in your pocket. Start your own disappearing act with Ortho Bug Be Gone. Your choice, two for just 10 bucks, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through August 2nd while supplies last, U.S. only.
President Trump making some very critical comments about his attorney general to the New York Times.
Sessions should have never recused himself.
Trump makes the remarks in an